This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Today's discussion is Iran attacks Israel, three key points. And this is prompted this morning because I'm on my way to a business meeting through O'Hare, but O'Hare is largely shut down right now due to protest over something related to the Middle East. But here are three quick points on the Iran-Israel situation. First, Iran attacked Israel this weekend, and thanks to sort of a global alliance, including the United States, many European countries, Saudi Arabia, and so forth, those attacks were largely not that successful in harming Israel. But they did allow Iran to show some response to Israel attacking and killing some Iranian generals. So that's sort of point one, is this global alliance that stopped that. It's very important that there's a global alliance for a variety of reasons. Second is, there's been all this discussion about Israel retaliating against Iran, but people that say that are missing a little bit of the history of this whole situation and tension. Iran, the last 30, 40 years, since the Shah has been going to the Islamic Republic of Iran, took over, has been dedicated to trying to destroy Israel. They, in fact, sponsor Hamas, sponsor Hezbollah, met with Hamas to sort of cause the October 7th terrorist attacks in Israel that led to the latest Israel-Hamas war. So to call this retaliation by Iran is a little bit missing the point that Iran, quite frankly, did start this current situation on October 7th versus Israel, who then went after some Iranian generals. Now, third, people say, why are we in this? Why should the U.S. or other countries bother to be in this? And it's really the same thing that Saudi Arabia, the reason Saudi Arabia is in this. The Islamic Republic of Iran, the Hamas, the Taliban, if we don't stop them in the Middle East, and Israel, sort of the great outpost there, sort of the buffer against this, and quite frankly, some of the Sunni states are becoming that as well, then you'll be having to worry about Iran and the Taliban and these other types of terrorist groups that really have a very strong religious bent to them, to say the least, on our front door. So why is this important to us? It's far better, you know, if we probably should have followed President Bush's lead back in the day, and he probably should have articulated a lot better. In the ideal world, we've had these huge bases in Japan and Germany since World War II, and they've probably been a pretty good deterrent from having a ton more wars. In the ideal world, we would have had a huge base in the Middle East. The closest thing we have to it, of course, now is Israel. And so we better defend that, because if not, it just means there'll be less and less deterrence and more of the Islamic Republic influence and terrorist attacks spreading towards us in the West. So in any event, thankful for the global alliance that largely stopped the attack in Israel this weekend, hopeful that Israel will stand down a little bit. But at the end of the day, someone's got to ultimately deal with the Iran threat, or we'll all be dealing with it. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. I know we're one bit off subject today, but these protests that are stopping O'Hare from operating due to some of the Middle East radical, you know, people shouting death to America and death to Israel are causing this to be top of mind. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. Thank you very much.